Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 41480 through 41527 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statute of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We received a letter of protest from Cypress Plantation, LLC, dated May 10, 2010, on tract numbers 41494, 41495, 41496. We also received a letter of protest from Miami Corporation, dated May 20, 2010, on tract numbers 41497, 41498, and 41509. The staff has reviewed these protest letters, and there are claimable water bottoms within the tracts, and they will remain up for lease. There will be no tracts today to be recommended to be withdrawn by the staff, so we'll proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 41480, advertised as 598.56 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 305.78 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $48,924.80. $48,924.80. Or a per-acre value of $160. Annual rentals are $24,462.40. $24,462.40. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41481, advertised as 60 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $310,020. $310,020. Or a per-acre value of $5,167. Annual rentals are $155,010. $155,010. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41482, advertised as 11 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. Audubon Oil and Gas Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $56,837. $56,837. Or a per-acre value of $5,167. Annual rentals are $28,418.50. $28,418.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41483 or 41484. We did receive two bids on track 41485, advertised as 545 acres. And the first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Petrohawk Properties, L.P. Petrohawk Properties, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,151,265. $4,151,265, or a per-acre value of $7,617. Annual rentals are $2,075,632.50. $2,075,632.50. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41485 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,497,885. $4,497,885, or a per acre value of $8,253. Annual rentals are $2,248,942.50. $2,248,942.50. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 41486, advertised as 36 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Exco Operating Company, LP. Exco Operating Company, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $224,856. $224,856, or a per acre value of $6,246. Annual rentals are $112,428. $112,428. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41486 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $180,684. $180,684, or a per acre value of $5,019. Annual rentals are $90,342. $90,342. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41487 or 41488. We did receive one bid on track 41489, advertised as 21 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Barton W. McDonnell. Barton W. McDonnell. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,313. $26,313, or a per acre value of $1,253. Annual rentals are $13,156.50. $13,156.50. Royalties are 24%. We received one bid on track 41490, advertised as 22 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Bayou Resources, LLC. Bayou Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,650. $1,650. Or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $825. $825. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 41491, advertised as 33 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,748. $11,748, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $5,874. $5,874. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41492. We did receive one bid on track 41493, advertised as 37 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,319. $14,319, or a per acre value of $387. Annual rentals are $7,159.50. $7,159.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41494 or 41495. We did receive one bid on track 41496, advertised as 84 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,000. $21,000, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $10,500. $10,500. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 41497 or 41498. We did receive one bid on track 41499, advertised as 3 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,155. $1,155, or a per acre value of $385. Annual rentals are $577.50. $577.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41500. We did receive one bid on track 41501, advertised as 1,091 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 100 acres. The bidder is Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,300. $25,300, or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $12,650. $12,650. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 41502. We did receive one bid on track 41503, advertised as 34 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $337,178. $337,178, or a per acre value of $9,917. Annual rentals are $168,589. $168,589. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41504, advertised as 5.75 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $55,499. $55,499. Or a per acre value of $9,652. Annual rentals are $27,749.50. $27,749.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41505 through 41510. We did receive one bid on track 41511, advertised as 2,256 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 350.43 acres. The bidder is Forest Oil Corporation. Forest Oil Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $123,351.36. $123,351.36, or a per acre value of $352. Annual rentals are $61,675.68. $61,675.68. Royalties are 16.67%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41512 through 41521. We did receive one bid on track 41522, advertised as 1,000.05 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 154.27 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $58,005.50. and 52 cents. $58,005.52, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $29,002.76. $29,002.76. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41523. We did receive two bids on track 41524, advertised as 1,560.68 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 266.75 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $100,298. $100,298, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $50,149. $50,149. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41524 is for a portion containing 235.84 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $88,675.84. $88,675.84, or a per acre value of $376. Annual rentals are $44,337.92. $44,337.92. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 41525. We did receive two bids on track 41526, advertised as 8.91 acres. And the first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,264.29. $40,264.29, or a per acre value of $4,519. Annual rentals are $20,132.15. $20,132.15. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 41526 is for the entire track. The bidder is Exco Operating Company, LP. Exco Operating Company, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $55,651.86. $55,651.86. Or a per acre value of $6,246. Annual rentals are $27,825.93. $27,825.93. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41527, advertised as 39.69 1.73 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,389.01. $13,389.01. Or a per acre value of $337. Annual rentals are $6,694.51. $6,694.51. Royalties of 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meeting should convene around 9:30. Thank you.
What's our first one? Lease review committee agenda?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, let me go get him.
I'd like to go ahead and call the lease review committee meeting to order, and I'd like to hear from the staff and our reports and recommendations. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Actually, we're waiting for you to go to the back.
Trick me. We don't have much of that lease review. We don't have any leases to discuss in detail. We did review 192 leases this month, covering a little over 60,000 acres. We have Mr. Bradbury's force majeure report, and that's all we have. We ask that the committee accept our recommendations on the staff reviews of the 192 leases.
You heard the staff's report. I need a motion to accept the reviews and recommendations. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Anyone opposed? Here or none? The motion carries. That's everything on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Call to order the nomination and track evaluation committee.
Morning, Mr. Cordero.
Good morning.
Gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 48 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journals of the parish where lands were located for today's lease sale. We received two letters of protest. One was from Miami Corporation pertaining to tracts number 41497, 41498, and 41509. Situated in Cameron and Vermilion Parishes, Louisiana. The letter claims that Miami Corporation is the owner of parts of the land located with the aforementioned tracts. The second letter of protest comes from Cypress Plantation, LLC, pertaining to tracts 41494, 41495, and 41496, situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. This letter claims that Cypress Plantation is the owner of parts of lands located within the aforementioned tracts. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and recognizes that the aforementioned tracts contain both claimable water bottoms and private lands within. Therefore, tracts 41497, 41498, 41509, 41494, 41495, and 41496 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. 42 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the August 11, 2010 lease sale and are pending approval by the board for advertising. is the staff's recommendation that we be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the office for the August 11, 2010 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. LaValle. Motion carries. Go ahead. That's it?
That's it,
sir. Okay, just a motion and second to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mrs. LaValle. Committee's adjourned.
I'd like to call the order of the Audit Committee meeting, and Rachel, take it away.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first item on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Raptor Resources Incorporated for a penalty in the amount of $54,882.13 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit began on December 1, 2008 for the period of January 2005 through July 2008. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $3,321,264.10. This was the first audit of Raptor Resources. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling. Raptor provided timely responses to questions or requests for records and has implemented corrective measures. In May 2010, Raptor submitted the final payment on a July 2009 board-approved payment plan. Raptor paid the state a total of $220,746.87 in royalty exceptions and $45,020.66 in interest charges. Staff is recommending a 75% penalty waiver of $41,161.60 with a balance due of $13,720.53.
And Rachel, this is according to the guidelines we previously set up, correct?
Correct.
You've heard staff's recommendation of a 75% waiver. Move Ms. Cordero to accept. Second by Ms. LaValle. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, it is approved.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for June 2010 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There be no further items on the agenda. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom, can you do the legal and title for me?
I'd like to call the legal title committee to order. Mr. Heck, how you doing?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The first item I would like to propose an addendum to the agenda of 11. This is to be held in executive session. These are 11 more lawsuits that have been filed in the Biloxi Marsh area. We already have two Meridian cases that are already on the agenda to be discussed in executive session, proposing to add suit number. Again, these are ones I'm going to name now are also Meridian. Suit number 111-155, suit 103-460, suit 100-362, 102-512, 105-212, 105-857, 105-685, 109-514, 105-684, all in the 34th Judicial District, St. Bernard. There's also a suit by Manti Jamba Limited. It's suit number 98-192 in the 34th Judicial District, St. Bernard, and it's one by Cox Operating LLC, suit number 106-190, also 34th Judicial, St. Bernard Parish. As you know, we have to, in order to add the agenda now, we have to have a public comment portion, and then you have to have unanimous vote
of the members present.
Of those present.
Question, so we add an agenda item number 9, or are you adding to 8?
Well, the way I have it listed here, it's additional 9 through 19.
So you're taking each one separately?
You can go ahead and in globo ask to add it to the agenda, 9 through 19.
We have a request by staff to add to the legal and title controversy agenda items 9 through 19. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
Is there anyone who wished to speak for or against us add this to the agenda? Hearing none, I call upon the board to make a motion to accept that. It's moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Cordero. I need a unanimous vote in order to pass this. So all in favor, say aye. Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, it is unanimous, sir.
Okay.
And added to the agenda.
Okay. Item number one on the agenda is a request by Janus Gulf Coast Exploration, LLC, for a waiver of all or a portion of liquidated damage assessment in the amount of $14,500 for the late release of State Lease 19464. This is a first appearance by Janus Gulf Coast before the board, and based upon the objective criteria to encourage oil and gas exploration in Louisiana when it's a first offense, the staff recommends a waiver of the entirety of it. So in this particular instance, the staff does recommend waiver of the entirety.
We have a staff recommendation to waive 100%. Is there a motion to approve that? We have a Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or comments? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item number two is a request by Noble Energy, Inc., as by for itself and as representative of a number of other companies, as you see on your agenda. This is not a first appearance for Noble Energy. It is their second appearance, but third lease offense. There's also an offense by Blue Moon Exploration, a previous, so this is their second offense, but all the others are first offense. If you use the objective criteria in this case, the liquidated damage assessed is $106,600, which is 1,066 days late. But if you use the objective criteria to, first of all, reduce it to no more than the bonus for this lease was $10,605. Further reduce it by the acreage that was released late over the total acreage of the lease. It was 23.891 acres released late. The original lease was 35 acres. So if you take those two criteria and reduce it, the liquidated damage would be reduced to $7,238.97. The particulars behind this, as I understand it, is that Noble Energy and all of the other companies were timely or within a very short time of the time that they were supposed to file the release, but there was one company that was a very minor interest that they didn't know about until they got ready to file the release, because one of the minor partners had sold off an interest. And so when they found out, they sent it to this company, and apparently that was the one that was made the entire thing so late. There is somebody here to represent Noble if the board has any questions, but according to the criteria and according to the circumstances as we understand it, the staff could recommend a reduction to $7,238.97.
You've heard the staff's recommendation based on objective criteria. Is there a motion to approve?
You have somebody here that is representative if they want to make a statement.
Want to approve it. You want to speak? Get paid? Okay. Hop on up, Jamie.
Well, thank you. My name is Jamie Manuel, and first of all, I appreciate the reduction down to 7,000. You know, I want to come up here and ask for a full waiver of it. You know, as I said in my letter, the amount of time was substantial, but the effort that Noble put forth in trying to get all of this done was also substantial. I mean, they hired my law partner to prepare the property description, Fenstermaker and Associates to prepare a plat to comply with the certain requirements. And as you can see on the agenda sheet, there's so many working interest owners trying to get all those guys in line. It was kind of like herding cats for them. So, and then whenever they got everything approved and got it recorded, they found that the working interest owners who they had got the release from were not the record title owners. So they had to go back and either get they weren't the record title owners because the assignments that had been made were not approved and submitted to the board. So they had to go back and get certified copies of that. Those were submitted by Noble, even though they really weren't involved in those assignments. But they hired Mark Mitchell to put those together and get those approved. They were submitted, four of them were not approved. They were wellbore assignments rather than assignments of the true working interest owner. So, again, they had to go back and either do two things, locate all of the original working interest owners, or two, get corrected assignments, you know, not of wellbore but of the working interest. So they went back and did that and looked at that. Well, a lot of these entities are just actually individuals, you know, with just corporate names, and a lot of them weren't in existence anymore. So they went back and forth with OMR, you know, talking to them, and, you know, it's my understanding that throughout this whole period of time, Noble was responsive and kept up to date with the staff and answered questions and let them know what was going on. Well, finally, OMR said, well, look, we'll take partial releases from two of the original record title owners that they could find. They got those together and submitted those. So it was a long period of time, I know that, but I think that Noble was responsive and responsible in the way that you want your oil and gas lessees to be. They operate 25 other leases with the state, so they're an active partner with them, and I don't think there's been, though there have been other circumstances with late releases, those things happen. But I think overall they've been a good partner with the state, and I ask you give them a full waiver of the assessment. Thank you.
I have a question for Rick. Do you concur that they worked in?
Correct. Yes, they were very cooperative. They're the ones that had to go out and locate all these people and try to get the interest done. So, again, the staff would have no, whatever the board, if the board decides to waive the entirety, the staff could go along with that.
Yeah.
Make that recommendation.
I'd like to make a substitute motion. Did you already make one?
It was never a motion.
Never mind. I'd like to make a motion to waive all of it.
Mr. Perry made a motion to waive 100%. It's been seconded by Mrs. Diaz. Any further comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number three is a request for final approval of operating agreement for Petronalis Production LP. This is one that the board approved in principle for the staff to negotiate. The document has been confected, executed, duly advertised, and is on the docket right now as item number 10-22 for final approval, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Any motion for final approval of the operating agreement? Moved by Mrs. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the operating agreement is approved.
Item number four is a request by Samson Contour Energy ENP LLC to rescind the release of State Lease 19623, which was filed of record in Caldwell Parish. The reason being that a rental had been paid by another party on this lease, unbeknownst, or Samson paid the rental on it, and another party which had an interest in it released it, and therefore it was released in error. So the since the rental was paid on it, the staff can recommend that the board rescind the acceptance of the release of State Lease 19623.
Rick, the rental was paid on time?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, motion from the board. Moved by Ms. LeBlanc, second by Mrs. Smith. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none? The rescind is in order.
Item number five is a request by McMoran Oil and Gas. This is on an area which we call Black Crook Bayou, but it's called Bayou Carlin Field. There was a well producing which McMoran was paying the state on, and then the landowners came in and, of course, made a claim on the bayou. And so the board previously had authorized payment of royalties into an escrow account pending either a settlement or filing of a concursus proceeding. Well, a concursus proceeding has been filed entitled McMoran Oil and Gas LLC versus DC Junior Partnership et al. The problem, and so the monies that were attributable to the tract, to the interests that were contesting the state's title, were placed in the registry of the court. However, it was found out that DC Junior Partnership does not represent all of the claimants. There is a 1/16th, I think, interest that is represented by a trust that has not entered into the lawsuit as a party. And so there is a royalty that has been accrued based upon that 1/16th interest of $645.02. McMoran is asking to be allowed to place that $645.02 into the registry of the court for 30 days to give the representative of that trust, that 1/16th interest, to file as a party in this litigation, and failing that, to then turn that money over to the state as a royalty. Because of the circumstances of this particular case, and because the board in the past has allowed the money to be placed in the registry of court pending concursus or a settlement, the staff can recommend that that money be allowed to be placed into the registry of court for a period of 30 days, and allowing the trust to enter as a party plaintiff or a party defendant, actually, in the concursus. And if they don't do it within 30 days, then McMoran will remove it from the registry of the court and pay it to the state.
Okay, you've heard the staff's recommendation and explanation. A motion to approve. Moved by Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Smith. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. All of the next items, including the ones added, items 6, 7, and 8, and then 9 through 19, are all in executive session. And so staff recommends that the committee go into executive session.
I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss items 6 through 19. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you. I need a motion to come out of executive session. Been moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Diaz. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? We're back in regular session. Mr. Heck?
On item number six, after discussion in executive session, the staff would request that the board authorize the attorneys representing the state in the MacMoran Oil and Gas LLC versus DC Junior Partnership to allow them till the August Mineral Board meeting to step up the negotiations for a settlement and get some significant movement from the other parties in this direction, or at the time, if we have not by the August meeting, then to turn the attorneys loose and handle this concursus proceeding itself as litigation. So we're requesting till the August meeting to be allowed to negotiate further with the parties in the concursus.
It'll be August 11th, 2010.
I move we accept staff's recommendation.
Move by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Cordero. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Item number 7 through 19, which involve the litigation or concursus proceedings filed in the Biloxi Marsh area. The staff is requesting the board authorize the authority to negotiate an in globo type settlement involving all 13 or 14 cases at this particular point, in order to push negotiations on particular ones that are already set for trial. So the request is that the board authorize the authority for an englobo type of compromise and settlement.
I move we accept staff's recommendation.
I move by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Diaz. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, it is approved. I believe that's everything, Mr. Head.
I think that's everything.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Diaz, the docket subcommittee.
I'd like to call the docket review committee to order. Will the staff please present its recommendation to the committee? Mr. Dennis.
Okay. Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the June 9, 2010 docket review committee and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items received for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve item number 1 through item 17. For Category C, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through item number 4. And item number 6, 5, and 6, approved subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. And this completes the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Have motion to accept the recommendation. Any objection? Yes. Second. Any objections? Without objections, so ordered. The ayes have it, and the staff recommendations are approved. Do I have a motion to adjourn the docket committee review? Have a motion and a second. Without objections, so ordered. The docket review committee is now adjourned.
I believe that concludes all the committee meetings. The mineral lease sale starts at 11 o'clock. Thank you.
Attention, we're going to go ahead and start the board meeting. I should please take your seats. Mr. Acting Chair, Mr. Segura, you have the floor.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Scott Angel. Paul Segura.
Here.
Tom Arnold. Emil Cordero.
Here.
Juba Diaz. Bob Harper.
Lori LeBlanc serving in his place.
Bay Ingram. Michael Morton. Tom Sanders. Darrell Smith. Helen Smith. You have a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item 2, the approval of the May 12, 2010 minutes. Do you have a motion for approval? I have a motion by Mr. Arnold for approval of those minutes. Second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, the adoption of the committee recommendations. We have the lease review committee the Nomination and Track Committee, the Audit Committee, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and Docket Review. Do I have a motion to accept the recommendations of those committees? Moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Diaz. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item four is the executive session for our technical briefing. We'll be very brief. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? We're in executive session. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
It's that grip for the vice chair, I think.
Okay, we're coming back into session in record time due to the cracking of the whip by the vice chair.
Right. We use the express lane. Do I have a motion to come out of executive session from our technical briefing? Moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed. We are back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, could you review the bids for us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir. On track number 41485, we're recommending to accept a bid of Classic Petroleum Incorporated. And on 41486, we're recommending to accept a bid of Exco Operating Company, LP. And on track number 41526, we're recommending to accept the bid of Exco Operating Company. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted. And that concludes our recommendations, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions on these bids?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
All right. We have a motion to accept those bids and award the leases by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded. Item six, an update on the oil spill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During our last meeting, I had given you all a briefing on the oil spill. I just want to give you all a brief update. Of course, you all have probably know if you've been keeping up with the news. There was a capping procedure. The capping procedure has been somewhat some limited success with that. They are capturing some of the oil, although there seems to be a significant amount of oil continuing to be released. With regard to impact to state, we continue to have impacts to our shorelines. Unfortunately, we're not the cleanup is not proceeding to our expectations. We do look for a speedier cleanup, and our administration continues to work with the Federal Law and Scene Coordinator and BP to see about streamlining and speeding up that cleanup. In addition, we have three wells, right? two wells that continue to be shut in. The estimated daily losses to the state equate to something less than about $1,500. That's royalty and severance tax. So we have not realized the potential where the oil has forecast to potentially come into contact with all the operating facilities in state waters. Worst case scenario, there have been it's changes on a daily basis, but In some scenarios, it's been over $1 million a day that the state could have been impacted if all those wells were shut in. Fortunately, that has, in fact, not happened. Since I gave you the briefing last time, the Obama administration has announced a moratorium with regard to deep water drilling. That's they've defined that as 500 feet and greater. We have conducted a somewhat of a financial or economic impact of that. The governor has issued a letter dated June 2, 2010 that summarizes some of the concerns that the governor has and the state of Louisiana has with regard to the increased economic impact to the state. We already suffer. Our seafood industry is suffering huge economic losses. In addition to that, there are concerns, and of course, tourism is suffering. Several segments of the economy are suffering as a result of the spill. We have concerns that this will add on to that economic suffering that the state of Louisiana continues to experience. In addition, when you consider this potential use of this potential future production, this drilling activity offshore. Deep well drilling in the Gulf of Mexico accounts for 80% of the oil produced in the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico accounts for 30% of the domestically produced oil. So it's a significant amount of oil. We have 17 refineries in the state of Louisiana. The Gulf Coast has 50% of refining, there's 50% of the refining capacity on the Gulf Coast. In short, what that potentially translates into is instead of oil being produced offshores, oil will be imported to our offshores for unloading and processing at these refineries, thereby potentially increasing risk of spill. Certainly, if you look at the historic data and trends with regard to risk from oil spills from exploration production activities versus transportation activities. In addition, the Office of Conservation is working on some emergency rules to shore up the operating procedures in state waters to further ensure that we don't have experience any oil spills on top of what's already out there. There was some confusion the other day about whether or not the state was imposing some sort of moratorium. The state is absolutely not posing any sort of moratorium. The permitting process through Office of Conservation, I'm advised, continues to progress. We have a delegation that is going to be going up to D.C. next week to have some discussions with regard to this federal moratorium. It's a six-month moratorium on deep water drilling. The Deputy Secretary, Ms. Lori LeBlanc, will have some additional information on that, and I'm going to yield the floor to her.
Thanks, Lou. My name is Lori LeBlanc. I'm the Deputy Secretary here at DNR. And as most of you have heard about this moratorium, as Lou just described, it's having significant impacts on the entire state of Louisiana, but most especially our coastal communities. The impacts are projected to be tremendous, to say the least. And so we are actually working a coordinated effort with Lieutenant Governor Scott Angel. At the Governor Jindal had asked Scott Angel to take the lead on this effort to come up with a grassroots effort to oppose the moratorium, and I don't want to just say oppose the moratorium, but try to get it reduced from 6 months to 30 days, because as we all know and we've all heard that this moratorium could, you could say 6 months, but more than likely it's going to be much longer than 6 months as these rigs look to move to other countries and probably won't come back for several years. So we realize it's not just going to be an economic impact to the major oil and gas companies. This is going to be a major economic impact to local coastal communities. So what we've done is we've actually formed a grassroots effort. It's called the Gulf Economic Survival Team, GEST. We have been coordinating with all of the Chamber of Commerces along South Louisiana's coast. We plan on expanding this over to Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, and coordinating our efforts with the other states. We've also been coordinating our efforts with all the parish presidents, just so we have a unified voice, a unified front on this moratorium and getting it reduced. And really what we're trying to do is not just come out and oppose the moratorium, but actually put together alternatives. If you don't know already, the moratorium was actually a recommendation by Secretary Salazar with the Department of Interior, and it's based on a safety report, safety recommendations. So what we want to put forth is look at these recommendations, and we already have. We've looked at the recommendations, and how can we actually implement the safety recommendations, which we wholeheartedly agree with the safety measures, but how do we do it in a very compressed time period with ongoing operations without jeopardizing the economic security and our energy security of this country and, of course, the local communities. So having said that, let me just say this. We do have a meeting planned next week with Secretary Salazar as well as White House officials to bring this message up to them. A press release just went out today regarding this effort, the GEST, G-E-S-T effort, the Gulf Economic Survival Team, as well as there's actually a website. I'm going to give you the website. We've just got that up and running. You can go check that out. I'm sorry, I just lost it. It's www.gest. Let me just double check if it's louisiana.gov. Okay, www.gest.la.gov. It shows, you know, all the impacts, our position statement, the supporters. We have reached out. We have numerous letters of support and resolutions from the Chamber of Commerce as well as local parish governments. All of that's going to be posted on there. There's an email. You can send an email and express your support and be on it. And probably link all this up to the media websites now with Facebook and really just get a lot of grassroots support for reducing the moratorium time frame. So anyway, that's where we are with our efforts, and hopefully you all will support us and look forward to continuing to work with everybody on this board on making this happen. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ms. LeBlanc. Another thing to note, as soon as Secretary Salazar announced the moratorium, we began working with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, Secretary Mr. Stephen Morey, and we contacted several financial analysts to determine what the potential impacts were. And while it seemed the overwhelming consensus were if this thing would persist and these rigs leave the Gulf, it would be just as Ms. LeBlanc, Deputy Secretary LeBlanc said, these deepwater rigs, there were 35 of them under contract in the Gulf of Mexico. It may be years before they would, in fact, return. Those rigs would not be rigs that would be used in shallow waters, 500 foot or less. In addition, in the time of announcing that moratorium, there were 23 rigs operating in the outer continental shelf. 22 of those, 22 of the 23 were in offshore Louisiana. So obviously, we have the potential to be disproportionately impacted by the moratorium. Another thing to note: the financial analysts, most of them, did not see that a lot of the investment that would be foregone as a result of the moratorium would come inland into Louisiana. There were a few analysts that thought some of those investment dollars may come inland, but overwhelming majority of those financial analysts thought that most of those investment dollars would go to other projects, other deep water projects overseas off the coast of Brazil, Nigeria, and elsewhere. Thank you.
Well, I got a question. Who is the delegation meeting with next week? You said they're going to D.C.? Or?
Yes, we're meeting with working on scheduling a meeting with Secretary Salazar and Carol Browner with the White House.
Anybody have any other questions?
No, thank you. It's comforting to know that you guys are on top of this terrible situation and taking a leadership role and fixing the problem immediately, but also the entire situation. Just the other night, I saw T. Boone Pickens on Larry King Live, and he was saying the exact same things that you all are, that while 6 months may not sound very much to the average person, you have to understand that these rigs are got to be leased, so they're going to go elsewhere, and you're actually not that if in fact that they would release the moratorium in 6 months, that those rigs wouldn't come back in month six or seven, they would take another 6 months or a year and a half to get back. So you're actually talking about a year and a half to 2 year impact. So
that is exactly what most of the financial analysts believe.
Right. Thank you.
Because those will come into contract. Yes, sir.
Thank you all. And we encourage all of you to visit the website and give your grassroots support and spread the word to everyone. Right. Item 7, any public comments? If not, item 8,
okay.
Announcements?
Yes, we do. total cash payments for June 9th, 2010, $6,072,056.39. That brings our year-to-date to $61,415,753.16. In addition, I would also like to announce, I made the announcement last meeting, we have the Sunrise to Sunset Seminar scheduled for August 23rd through the 24th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans. We have some brochures on the back on that cart. Please feel free to pick some of those up. In addition, would also announce we have three legislative items that are relevant to the board. We have SB 183 that will provide authority for this board to do the transactions with regard to alternative energy. That bill has passed the Senate side, is on the House floor waiting for final passage. SB 184 allows the Mineral Energy Fund the cost of it allows the recoupment of expenses, legal expenses, expert fees when we're out collecting funds that are due to the state. Those monies come off the top prior to the money being distributed, so essentially everyone pays their fair share prior to that money being distributed in accordance with the law. That bill has also passed the Senate side and is waiting for final passage in the House. And then we have a bill, HB 977, that would provide for confidentiality of audit records. That bill has passed the House side and is waiting for a final passage on the Senate side. Ms. Talley, is there anything else on any of those? Okay. That's all the announcements.
All right. Thank you. Also, there's a periodic presentation that's put in your package by the staff, and we sometimes get the presentations on it. It's in the back of your notebook. If you would like to remove it and take it out, take it home with you. There won't be a presentation on it today, but you're more than welcome to take the presentation with you.
But there'll be a test next time?
Yes. Hopefully grading on the curve. All right. If there's no further business or announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you for your business, and we'll see you next month.